the sound of gunfire, an all too common sound when you run with a gang in a tough neighborhood in Phoenix.
And I grabbed my gun, I grabbed it wrong, and I shot myself. I lied to my parents, and I lied to the police, and I lied to the doctors. This is my life, my pain, my knife, my
gun. Now that I'm back, you can't sleep. I'm a knife. And like the lyrics in this song by rapper 50 Cent, Adolfo Maldonado became part of a gang when he was 17 years old, which took over his life and his neighborhood. 10 years later, he can still remember the struggles he went through.
I think out of fear, tend to want to belong to somebody for protection. And because I grew up in my neighborhood and we were all really close, it didn't seem harmless.
And it's this cycle that is plaguing the streets of metropolitan Phoenix. Phoenix Police Detective Alex Archuleta works in the gang unit. He describes a growing gang problem as an epidemic and as a massive and invasive problem.
You know, the sun goes down, the gangs come out, the decent people go in the house, and they're almost, you know, the safe haven inside the house, and they're not out on the street. A 12-year-old kid and his dad just getting to the park for soccer practice. And he got shot in the face and then in the back, right?
As of December 2006, police say there are more than 7,600 gang members and associates belonging to more than 230 different gangs in Arizona, spread out throughout the Phoenix area and not only in low-income neighborhoods, a misconception many people have.
I don't think any city or any town is safe or immune from gang activity.
And one that Maldonado knows very well.
Why do gangs happen? So it wasn't like we had a single household. They both worked. It's tough to explain why the gangs occur, but they're there and it's around.
And it's a lack of education that leads to deaths, robberies, drive-by shootings, and murders. But in the eyes of a gang member, all is justifiable.
They were dumb enough to get their stuff stolen. Then they deserved it, you know. And that's your mentality, and it becomes ordinary. My father was killed. Then it wasn't ordinary no more.
But property crimes, graffiti, and drugs is the least of problems popping up around Phoenix. Often the death of a loved one is what makes the sirens of a police car seem to sound a bit louder.
My dad was killed. He was murdered. But for the rest of my life, I have to stomach the idea that my dad's gone, that he got taken away at 48.
It's a dangerous lifestyle. Some of these hardcore gang members, they know they're either going to end up dead or they're going to end up in prison. And that's all they have to see. It's no other way. And that's the type image they portray. And their kids emulate what their parents see. So this is something that's been going on forever. I don't know how it's gonna end.
A challenge of keeping people safe and the challenge of getting kids out of gangs. Marta Castañeda for The Blaze, 1260 AM.